responding to Montana's COVID-19 surge, sending a message about refugees to the president, the number of workers in Montana at an all-time high, and helping the Big Sky do business in the Asian Pacific. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, our guest today, with a full plate to talk about. Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Appreciate it if you give us a like, if you like, and also subscribe too so you can get these updated as we get the podcast produced here. Today, it's Montana Governor Greg Gianforte on Voices of Montana. Let's welcome Montana's 25th governor to our great state, elected with more votes than any candidate for governor in Montana history, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Good morning, Governor. How you doing?
Tom, it's good to be with you.
Thank you for being here. Let's start off with some of the tough news. Responding to Montana's COVID-19 surge, I know that there have been critics that point to the lack of a mask mandate. I'm not sure that all the math works out on that, but there are some things that you have done. But give us a current situation for where we're at with that.
Well, it's still a serious situation. I'm encouraged that we're seeing declining number of infections week over week. We're also seeing improvement in the hospital utilization. But we're doing what we can to make sure the hospitals have the resources. We have National Guard that are serving. We've helped the hospitals get contract labor. And just last week, we unveiled the first state-sponsored monoclonal antibody clinic in Butte. We've been working on this for a month and a half. These monoclonal antibodies are not a replacement for vaccine, but they've been incredibly effective. They're now available in 41 counties across the state. And this is who should really care about this. If you are in a vulnerable medical category, elderly, underlying health condition, and you get tested positive, if you get the monoclonal antibodies in the first 10 days, the likelihood you're going to be hospitalized goes to almost zero. I was out at Sydney Health. 97% of the people that they administered these monoclonal antibodies to did not end up in the hospital. And that's really what we want to prevent, is serious illness. So, again, new tool in the box. We're going to continue to promote it. I encourage people to best defense. I know we're not going to mandate vaccines, but I am encouraging people to talk to their doctor. And if they haven't gotten vaccinated, these vaccines, in my view, are safe and effective. And it's the best way to protect yourself and your family.
I know that there have been, it's turned into so much of a political issue here, and I guess we understand that in today's climate. The politics of it, how do we kind of tamper that down? How do we remove that in this situation? Because we're looking at now, because of possible mandates from the president, shipping troubles, also medical workers, our first responders have pushed back real hard against these mandates.
Well, this should be a personal choice. And I trust Montanans to make the best decision for themselves. I think government's role is to educate, communicate, not to mandate. And we're going to continue to do that. And we're very clear. I mean, we're the only state in the country that has said you can't discriminate based on vaccine status in the provision of services or employment. Now, that puts us in conflict with some of the Biden mandates that are coming out of Washington, and the courts are going to have to decide that. Our office is going to get some guidance out to employers in the state later this week that'll make it a little more clear about where the safe harbors are in protecting freedom. But I've been very clear. Montana is going to be a sanctuary for freedom and the free market, and we're going to trust Montanans with their own health and that of their families. Again, I think these vaccines are safe, but we shouldn't be mandating them. That's a personal choice.
What did it take to get this St. James clinic online?
Well, we've been working about a month and a half. I work with the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Cook Shamanik, and we looked at the data, and we saw this was very effective. And the problem the hospitals are having with their high utilization, they don't have a lot of nursing staff or extra capacity, and these monoclonal antibodies take about a half hour to administer, but then the patient has to be supervised for about an hour. So that's an hour and a half of a nurse's time. So what we did in Butte was we contracted with a private provider to actually administer the clinic, and we used federal FEMA dollars to do that. And we'd love to set these up in other communities if hospitals have interest. Many hospitals have been doing it already, but just as they have resources, with dedicated resources from medical contractors, we can set up a much more determined effort. And the whole goal is to keep people healthy and keep them out of the ICU.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte spent 34 years in the private sector, has also been a voice for Montana in the U.S. House of Representatives since 2017 and elected in this last election cycle for to serve in the State House for the state of Montana. 781-627-5483, the text line. Let me give you that phone number out, too, at 866-627-5483. Governor, when I mentioned you were going to be on the air today, yesterday when I mentioned that, I got a quick text message about ask about the Afghan refugee situation. Of course, there was an Afghan male placed under arrest, charged with sexual assault. You released a statement calling on the president to immediately halt resettlements to Montana, and then you asked federal agencies to provide you with more adequate assurance that those Afghans coming to Montana are fully vetted in accordance with the federal law. That's virtually from your statement here. Have they replied to that request? What kind of authority does the state have to intervene in this circumstance?
So I did have a chance to speak directly with the White House. I spoke with the president's designee. This is a former governor that's overseeing the refugee efforts. And I was very clear. I think fully vetted Afghan allies should be welcomed, but clearly something went terribly wrong here. So I asked for four things in particular. First, that the White House provide us in writing what the federal government missed in this case. Where did they screw up? Secondly, I want them to provide in writing what changes they've made so that this doesn't happen. And then thirdly, I've asked them to provide in writing their commitment that no more Afghan refugees will be sent to Montana until we get satisfactory answers to one and two. And then finally, the people of Montana should not bear the cost, the legal costs of prosecuting this individual or incarcerating them. So I wanted commitment from the White House that they would pay all the costs. And I had a good constructive conversation here over the weekend with the White House. They were open to my request, but I have not gotten a response yet.
How's the public responded in this circumstance to your office?
This is a tragic situation. This 19-year-old arrived here early October. He was not an SIV, so he was not somebody who had been on the battlefield with us. He was just a hanger-on for whatever reason. 19 years old. Clearly, he had, you've seen the reports, he was drinking in a bar and ended up allegedly sexually assaulted a woman. And we don't want people like this in our communities.
Got a quick call here, Pat. Thank you for calling. She doesn't really want to go on the air. Just a quick question from Helena Montana, KCAP listener. Is there a cost to those monoclonal antibodies from St. James Healthcare?
It depends on, we are getting the monoclonal antibodies free from the federal government. The only cost, and then the contractors are being paid through FEMA funds. There might be a slight fee from the hospital for the facility. It depends on what insurance you're on, but it is minimal. And again, we're getting the monoclonal antibodies for free. The staffing is paid for by the federal government. This is a great tool to keep you out of the ICU.
Thanks, Pat, for that call. It's a good question, too. We're at 781-627-5483 on the text line or 866-627-5483. The governor will be with us here for just past this next segment upcoming here. Let's move over. Let's move way over to the Pacific, the Asia Pacific, opening up this trade office, reopening up this trade office in Taipei. I think it's a big deal for Montana.
Oh, it's huge. We have a great trading relationship with Taiwan. In 2019 and 2020, just those 2 years, Taiwan purchased $175 million of Montana products. This is grain. This is beef. They love to eat Montana products. We should do more to encourage this. And we ship metals and machinery from Taiwan to Montana. We also ship semiconductor manufacturing equipment to Taiwan from Montana. So this is a reciprocal relationship. And we had a presence up until 2012, and it was canceled by the former administration. We should have a presence there. So we have an office with one person, and they're going to further our economic interests with Taiwan. And the other part, Tom, that's really important is at a time when things are unstable in the world, Montanans love freedom. The Taiwanese love freedom. And we should be standing with people who stand for freedom.
And that's another aspect of this. And I was speaking with Brigitte Miranda Freer. She's with the executive director of the Montana World Trade Center. Obviously, we talked about opening up this trade office there. And the conversation got to, you know, about the sort of the political statement behind this as well with the aggression China is showing Taiwan right now. I know it's a very, very big picture and very complicated in a lot of ways. But are you... you know, your comments on this move here in that nature, in terms of saying, you know, we do want free trade with a free country.
That's right. And the Taiwanese are in a tough shape. They're about 100 miles from mainland China, and China is rattling the saber.
Mm-hmm.
And we have deep economic ties to Taiwan, and we should further them. And I think that'll keep their economy strong. And again, we have to, in times of trouble, we got to stand for people that stand for freedom.
Got a text message here about taxes. I'll get to that after the break here. Let's move over to some of the good news announced by, you know, our unemployment numbers are record low. Well, at least since 2007, 3.3%. It was just incredible. And then you've talked about your office about employing the most workers in Montana's history.
Yeah, this was great news. I ran on a campaign of getting Montana opened for business. We have more people employed in the state of Montana than ever before. Unemployment fell to a 14-year low in this latest report, 3.3%, well below the national average. And we've now recovered all the jobs that we lost during the pandemic. The thing I'm particularly proud of is since I took office, the number of people on unemployment in Montana has dropped over 90%. That's progress. We're getting people back to work.
I got a breakup coming here. Thank you for recognizing that. I should have looked at the clock here. We'll come on back and talk more about Montana's workforce as we continue our talk here with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte on Voices of Montana.
Scam artists are targeting electric cooperative customers from Missoula to Medicine Lake. Members have reported receiving calls of bills being past due and that power will be shut off unless an immediate payment is made. If you receive such a call, ask for the person's name and tell them you'll call them back at the cooperative office number. Never give out your account information. Your co-op will already have that on hand. A message from your Montana electric cooperatives. They do more than keep the lights on for you.
Governor Greg Gianforte here with us. Appreciate your time, Governor. Tom Schultz, we're back live from the Northern News Network. It's from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. And a text message, 781-627-5483. Want to finish up with unemployment there. I know that as we have talked just yesterday, had the Chamber of Commerce in, encouraging young entrepreneurs, you know, getting into the education system as well. Business leaders are buying into training the workforce. We have, as you mentioned, an all-time high in the number of workers here, but we continue to struggle with the workforce in Montana.
Yeah, it even with this great news, employers are having trouble finding people. And that's we've taken a couple of steps to help with this. I think the most notable is our Come Home Montana campaign. This is being run by the Department of Commerce. The website is comehomemontana.com. If you have kids or grandkids and you want them back, send them a link to this. We have been using social media, and we're targeting people that graduated from Montana high schools or universities that don't have a Montana address. They're the most likely ones to come home. We also then are bringing home Montana values, and they bring vibrancy back into our communities, and they can take jobs. They might start businesses. Maybe they'll bring a job with them. We're also investing in trades education. I was pleased to sign into law a bill that will pay any small employer here in the state 50% of the tuition if they send one of their employees to learn how to do carpentry or plumbing or welding or machining or meat cutting or even cybersecurity. These are trades that you can earn a good living. and we want to encourage that.
Before I run out of time, I want to get to this now, this text message at 781-627-5483. I know the governor's a businessman. What does he think about Janet Yellen's proposal to tax on unrealized gains? And it's actually part of a proposal that the president is considering. But your thoughts on where we're going with taxes?
Well, I'm not encouraged by what I see coming out of Washington. I think that we ought to have less government and lower taxes. That's why in the first legislative session here, we cut Montana's taxes $120 million. And we did it not by cutting government services. We just held the line on new spending and then lowered people's income tax rate, business equipment tax, property tax, corporate tax, just across the board. And my commitment to you is we'll keep doing that. And some of these things coming out of Washington are just going to be a, if they get passed, it'll be a cold bucket on our of water on our economy. This idea of taxing unrealized capital gains is going to devastate people's retirement funds. It's going to make it harder for people to retire. It's going to hit the middle class hard. And I just think it's a stupid idea.
And I'm going to talk more about that a bit later on, just as a tease, the arguments for lower taxes and what's more in sort of this package that's coming out of Washington, D.C. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. A couple of things before I know you have to run here. I saw that you met with the Little Shell Chippewa tribe just recently. And you've been meeting with a number of our Native American brothers and sisters across the state. Just talk about those meetings.
Yeah, so we've been reaching out. Misty Cool is my liaison to the tribes, and we've been having the tribal councils for each tribe into the Capitol for a couple-hour meeting just to share and build relationships, and then I have them over to the governor, over to my home for dinner. We had the Little Shell at our home last night along, and I extend the invitation typically to the other cabinet directors because I think that when you have a relationship, it's a lot easier to find common ground, and we're not, no two parties are ever going to agree on everything, but I think hospitality is a big part of building relationships so that we can find that common ground.
They just served some wild game?
You know, last night it was catered, so yeah, I had chicken skewers of all things.
I know you're probably getting to be quite a, I mean, encouraging you to write a cookbook on wild game, and maybe you'll take that up down the road. But speaking of hunting season, my friend Andy Schwab, who works here, I mean, just the big game season just opened up the other day. He's already went out and bagged two does and already got some beef jerky to us, which is pretty darn good. Have you had a chance to go out yet?
We've been out. I spent some time early September doing some upland bird hunting, killed a couple limits of blue grouse, and then I met a monster the other night, a big whitetail buck. I put it up on my personal Facebook page. People can check it out up there. It's probably the biggest whitetail I've ever shot. It was
really?
5'6". Yeah, it was. We're so blessed to live in Montana.
Yeah, yeah. So, what kind of shot was it? 50 yards, 70 yards.
Yeah, this I hunt in a special weapons district, so it's shotgun, handgun, muzzleloader only. So that I use a 20-gauge Remington 1100 with open sights, shooting a slug, and I was able to pattern this buck. I watched him three or four nights, finally got in the right place at the right time. It was about 40-yard shot.
Oh man, nice.
And he took off like a bat out of hell, but he was double lung, so he dropped about 100 yards.
Okay, well that's good news too. Yeah, how about Susan? She bagged anything yet?
She shot a few grouse with me when we were out. It's fun in the fall to walk the ridges and see if you can scare up some grouse.
Yeah, I know. And of course, it's that season. Everybody's doing it here, too. And so I'm glad you're out there having some fun, too. Governor Greg Gianforte, thank you, Governor, for your time. Appreciate that. Thank you for your public service.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. And never hesitate to reach out. Our door's always open.
Governor Greg Gianforte, thanks for that, too.